Welcome to Viz City. I'm Laurie Streisinger.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're going over to Maude Kearns here in Eugene and taking a look at the 12th Biennial Oregon Made for Interiors. This show usually is pretty heavy on furniture, and it's a whole different look over here this year. What do you think, Lottie?
Well, I still think it's been a very good time for people who love beautiful handmade furniture. We discussed a show called Splinters a couple of weeks ago that was all handmade furniture. And some of the same artists are represented here. For instance, James Nason, who had this gorgeous rocking chair in both places, and Tim Boyle with his creative use of found wood. Another artist who was in both and was in both shows is Stefan White, who calls his work Luminescence, the essence of light captured in handcrafted light sculptures of laminated paper and wood. And they are truly beautiful.
They are. And in the past, I think, in fact, Stefan has been instrumental in putting these together. And this year, it was more of a curated, juried show, and they brought in more, shall we say, decorative items. There are vessels, there are, some are casts, some are alabaster. Some artists got together. Dan Chin did the finials on some of these.
He did.
Yes, on some of the alabaster things by William Pickard. And so there's a combination. It's a lot lighter. It's not just packed full of furniture this year. There's some paintings on the wall. It was just a lot lighter.
I like the drawings by Marsha Maverick Wells. She is the person at Maude Kearns who organizes the life drawing sessions, gets the models and so on, and so she participates in those sessions. And there are some very lovely nudes. The dominant color is sort of a golden yellow. She uses Conti crayon and pastels.
Right, and that's new this year, I think. This is new for this show to have paintings like that. And you're right, they're very lively. They're big, they're colorful, and they're a nice addition over there.
And there's a tapestry which I like on the wall, which I liked very much, by Linda Reese, called Valley Journey.
And there's a huge mirror. Remember that one by Steve Reinmuth? He carved it out. He built it up. He leafed it, and it's gigantic, and it's wonderful, and it's round. And his wife, Zoanne, misses it because it's out of their house.
Right.
And then some cast vessels by Dan Chen, and then a fellow that I'm going to mispronounce his name. It's Joseph Biamonte, perhaps. Oh. He did the carved wooden mirrored frame in the small room there.
With a sort of little dressing table next to it.
In front of it,
right. Yes, those are beautiful.
It's gold leafed. It's a surface mirrored mirror. In other words, it looks different. It's a very unique way to do it. And he worked really hard getting that mirror done. And then the table in front of it, they're just stunning pieces. Those two pieces are together in the small room.
And a new artist to me, anyway, is Sean Wu, who did a beautiful table, dining table, I guess, but also a remarkable seating arrangement. It's kind of three stools around a central pedestal.
Right. And then a sculptor who's been working in the area for a long time, Mark Andrew, again in the small room. He has some bronze acorn handles that are cast.
Yes, and those are beautiful.
They're beautiful, and a sample of a carved panel on a door. I think it's called dogwood because it's carved dogwood. And then that wonderful big limestone that would go over a fireplace or something. It's carved stone. I mean, we just never see anybody that can carve stone anymore, and there's Mark doing it. So it's a really varied show. Don't think you're going to go over and just see rooms full of big, heavy furniture. A whole different routine this year.
So this is at Maud Kearns Art Center, 15th and Villard, and we'll be there until June 26th.
Exactly. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
And I'm Lottie Treisinger.